This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom's shirts and Christy dancing. You'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox. Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
You don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
To say a personal note to a friend of mine, 2018, okay?
What the hell does that mean?
Is someone thinking in the past?
Somebody write you a bad check? What are you talking about?
2018, that's all I'm saying.
All right.
So it may be hard for some to remember, but this happens every year. It's like winter. Although, never mind. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk wearing your really, I love that look.
Flannel, right?
The flannel, kind of like a, and both flannel, you and, right. Both you and Josh, you look like you could be trapped in some wooded area in northern Canada making a fire. And
my little lady and I, we run an apple butter business.
There we do.
There you go.
Well, we need to get out there and get some wood because we're getting a little chilly in here.
Yes, mother.
We have
I can't help but notice you're wearing your light blue denim shirt for the second time this week. It's throwing me a little bit.
Yes.
What is this, the spring look? What's going on?
You do have the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah.
No. The Canadian tuxedo, they have to be the same color denim.
Oh.
I
think it's just denim and denim.
I think it's
the larger point here is,
let's get a Canadian and ask him.
I didn't go on vacation this year. We had some personal issues, so we stayed home.
Yes.
So I had a lot of extra time.
Right.
So I was doing something in a closet and made a discovery.
How many shirts did you find?
If I told you, you'd say I was lying.
No, 12. No, 12 of those.
No, I wouldn't.
No, we believe you.
I'm saying hundreds. You found hundreds of shirts.
I probably found about 60. I'll take a picture of the rack. I had to set up a special rack. But I have literally 10 of these identical shirts.
So that's not the same shirt. That's
No. I
could because
take
you did wear that shirt earlier in the week, correct?
Not this one.
Well, but one, the look.
Yeah, the
same
exact
look.
Same.
Yeah, I've had to recently explain to my niece. She goes, you always wear the same shirt. And I go, no, I have 8 of these. She was baffled.
Yeah, I recently sent a picture to Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, of I forget what the occasion was, but it was something about the shirts. Now, I used to go with my full-time khaki all the time look.
Yes, I know that.
But they don't make that shirt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of given up. I took a picture of my closet.
Wait a minute.
10 identical shirts.
Didn't you have like 30 of those, though?
Yeah. Did you wear them out? What's going on?
You wore out all 30?
I probably only had about 10. But
well, when you bleach like he does and sanitize.
So you got to keep your clothes sanitized. Uh-huh.
I was laughing about you. I was doing a load last night. I was dumping. Josh, I was dumping a load in last night.
Yeah, you were.
And I wonder if I have sanitizer on my washer. By gosh, I do.
Huh?
But I've never used it.
Oh, sanitize, yeah. It takes like an extra half hour. But
I've got a two-hour, this is fascinating, a two-hour cycle with maximum heat and maximum
way to go.
Wash time.
Mm.
For 2 hours, but it's not sanitized. Yeah.
Two hours.
Yeah.
And I think my washer goes for 25 minutes.
Mine can too, but this is for maximum soil.
25
soil
minutes
level.
Is just a cauldron of disease.
No.
You're just heating
up the spirochetes and the Ebola.
A poop stew, Christy
yes,
said.
Poop stew, much better than a spirochete.
Poop stew.
You know, I've got to go buy a couple more bathing suits, though, today.
Do you? Yeah, yeah.
Please, please, for me.
Where do you buy those?
I swear to you, well, no, go no farther. I can't see how I won't send it to Christy, but... It won't any farther. You and a Speedo, just a quick shot.
Oh yeah,
a Speedo.
What am I saying? We can put you in a Speedo.
I want to see him in one of those 1920s onesie swimsuits.
Oh, I love those with the built-in tank top.
Yeah,
love those.
What do you swim in?
Just a pair of they look like boxer shorts. It's just that I used to, when I would be finished swimming, I would put them in that spinner.
At the gym.
And then I saw the guy come out of the steam room with his sweaty, greasy, I'm Harvey Weinstein, hairy ass shirt that he stuck in there. I thought, oh my God, that thing has got to be a cauldron of E. coli. And
so you threw your bathing suits away is what you're saying?
No. Oh. I took them home and did this, but
yes or no to this question?
No, but I'm saying you just put them in a baggie so they're sitting in your gym bag all wet. Yeah.
Do you wash everything on sanitize? The sanitary setting?
There are occasionally certain things I don't, but I prefer to, yeah.
All of your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Any setting on a washing machine is sanitized. It's all cleaning.
So does your gal pal do her own laundry, I'm assuming?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, I was going to say. I would have you come near my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not allowed to touch anything.
Yeah.
But speaking of laundry.
He's wearing clothes. They're all in tatters. Has he hit hard times? No, he's sanitary. The washer just chews them up, but they're all bacteria free.
I also like to iron. Then those look nice and crisp.
It does, yeah.
Let's move on. We have a lot to get to. Speaking of clothing, we have a...
You iron clothed or not?
No.
Why would you iron clothed?
Wait a minute.
No.
Now, there are two ways to interpret this.
Are you naked while you're ironing?
Oh, I thought you meant, are you ironing with this?
No, that's bad luck. Nobody would do that.
Nobody would do that because it's insane.
It's bad luck.
Yeah, you iron your pants while wearing them. You're
going to
get very badly burned.
Yes. I want to remind Tom of this. Don't leave a hat on the bed either. That's
bad luck.
That's bad luck.
You have got that ingrained in my head.
You can't put a hat on the bed.
No,
it's
the
movie, that great movie.
Chick told me this years ago. So no, you can't put if you wear a ball cap, whatever. You have to put it. No,
don't put it. Don't lay it on a bed.
Well, right now I have like six hats on my guest room bed.
Someone in your family's going to die.
Lovely.
Or six people.
See, I was going to say bad luck, but yeah, the truth is, hat on the bed.
Death in the family.
Death in the family.
Ever since he told me that, as rational as I try to be, I hang my caps on a guitar hook that's in my son's room where I change clothes. So there's a very nice guitar there and a baseball cap.
Do you wear a baseball cap at home all the time?
No, I never. No, I just when it's raining or freezing, I do. But
sure.
I mean, and then I have to wear them in the summer so I don't get sunburned on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. So, but, you know, I don't wear them on the air or anything. I'm not wearing one now, as you can clearly see. You could watch this if you had the VIP cameras. We're doing a whole bunch of cool moves with the VIP visual feed.
Oh, I thought cool moves with us. Moves.
We're going to be getting some new lighting and some other stuff. So check that out.
The This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
I had my first ballroom dancing lesson last night.
Oh!
Hold everything!
Speaking of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a partner?
Oh, yeah. No, I did it by myself. How can you ballroom dance by
All right,
yourself?
Everyone, pay attention, you couples and the weird lady in the corner. Now.
Is it BYOB?
No,
you bring your own boy?
No, I had... They
match you up with someone?
No, I had a private lesson with the guy.
Private lesson. Ooh.
I'm going to be involved in a charity Dancing with the Stars type of event.
Oh, cool.
And so I met this gentleman last year. He's only a few inches taller than I am.
Why did you not run? Run like the wind from that event?
Because I'm excited about it.
Okay.
And I had so much fun. And I'm... So now the big thing is I need... to come up with a character. Because, you know, you got to have your dance.
Character?
Well, the dance has to be...
Something slutty!
The dance has to be something entertaining.
I got it. Lambada, the forbidden dance.
Oh.
The Lambada. Remember the Lambada craze?
No, but like...
We made a movie.
What's that song, Doin' La Vida Loca?
Oh, Ricky Martin got married. Congratulations, Ricky Martin.
What's the song? Livin' La Vida. That's a great song.
No.
Could you do that? Can you dance? Could you dance to that?
That'd be a salsa for sure or something.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I had so much. I'm so excited. I'm going to start. I'm going to take every week. Yeah, he told me I was one of the fastest ballroom dance learners he'd ever had.
Could you? Were you guys?
How your check must have.
When you pressed bodies together.
Did you pay him in cash or quick pay?
Thank God he didn't listen. I learned 12 dances in 45 minutes. It was amazing.
That's impossible.
It was amazing.
They have that.
And the best part. One of the other couples they're world champions. They were practicing. They have a 5.5 month old mini golden doodle puppy that was there just sitting at the edge of the dance floor watching.
It
was
so
cute.
5.5 month old? Is
mm-hmm.
he?
Little boy, Louie.
Has he been trained yet?
Yeah, he's very trained. He just sits there.
You don't want to
hump everything inside.
Well, no, you don't want to be doing some kind of spin move and all
and
of a sudden
have him run between your legs.
Have your heel hit.
Yeah. If I meet somebody and go, "Oh, your dog's a puppy," and they go, 5.5 months, I might flick the dog's ear.
No, I asked. In their defense, I asked how old the dog was.
Yeah, but they knew 5.5. Come on.
So you learned 20 dances in 40 minutes? Whatever.
I learned about 12 dances in 45 minutes.
So
how many lessons do you have left then?
No, this is my new thing. I'm going to take once a week for the rest of my life, maybe.
Wow. She's going to meet some guy with a pencil-thin mustache and always wears tuxedos.
Fernando!
Yes. Fernando!
Hilarious.
Wears
those tight pants with the real high waist.
Yes!
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, he
dresses like
now.
John Turturro and Big Lebowski with the silk shirt.
All I can think
I'm going after that mirror ball, kids.
So you have to think of a name for your outfit?
No, I have to think of a... I have to think of a storyline or something.
All the ones I'm thinking of are vulgar.
All right, you're a lonely stripper, tired of giving lap dances.
Tango and Gash.
Well, like the couple that won.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tango and Gash.
That's exquisite.
The couple that...
That may be too vulgar. How about this one? This is much better.
You don't understand.
Yes, I do. Wait till you hear this.
I don't understand.
This may even be a high five moment.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
No, Walt.
Like, Walt.
So I have to waltz as a Disney princess?
Yeah, then you dance as a Disney princess, albeit a shorter one.
I don't want anybody to be mad at me, but I feel like everyone's asking this, listening right now. Did you learn the Freddy?
No, I did not learn the Freddy.
No one's danced it for 50 years. No.
What everybody wants to know is, did your partner get a boner?
The partner is a married man. He's a very nice. His wife was there.
This is called a polka me hard. You take out the accordion, and then I pretended to polka. All right, you lie down like this. This guy, he has to have some kind of accent, all right?
We did do the polka. He does not have an accent. He's from California, for God's
sake. Can we get back to when Tom corrected me on the word waltz?
Did he really?
Yes.
And you're saying it wrong.
The last waltz. The last waltz.
Waltz?
No, it's
you,
not
you
waltz.
Get rid of the T?
No, it's waltz. Not waltz. Waltz.
Like Walt Disney World?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. all I know about that is it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yeah. 1, 2.
Here's my point.
Christy,
my point.
No, Chick's got a brilliant point, which is what if you did, everyone else is going to do, they're all going to do salsa and what's the one where they do the weird posing?
Tango.
Flamenco.
I learned the tango, yes.
And obviously tango and gash is really vulgar.
It is vulgar.
I don't know whoever said that. The point being.
You did, but go on.
What if you did a kind of a combination of like the history of weird pop dances and like you would do the Freddy, the Froude.
I'm not doing that.
The Froude.
I want to ballroom dance. I don't want to be in dick and stand up there and do the Froude.
I think
the Froude looks like
the Froude.
Where you use your hands like that.
I think you go up and down.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, maybe that is the Froude. Yeah.
It's they incorporate that.
All those bad surf movies that always have those parties.
Where I thought that was the monkey.
The monkey. I'm not sure.
I've heard that too.
The monkey.
But think of how many rock songs mention. They mention the Boogaloo.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
They mention all these dances that no one's ever seen.
Yeah.
You could do sort of the history of pop dance.
You could incorporate that into.
Because everyone's going to do the hot Latin thing.
But that's what you want to do. That's what it's about.
So you want to be like everybody else?
No, but I want to be able to.
I've got it.
What?
Square dance.
No.
There it is.
You could do a combination twerk fugue and call it.
Nope. No, you couldn't.
A ferk? How about a ferk?
You guys are missing the whole point. I need a theme. For example, the couple that were practicing, they just came in third in the world doing a Matrix theme. So they came out in like black. What? Like the Matrix guys, and then they,
with the big long coats.
It was beautiful. It's a wonderful dance.
I'll take the red.
Wait a minute.
Our tribute to Hurricane Andrew.
Are we all going to?
A lot of slow songs.
Now our tribute to the Hollywood sexual abuse allegations.
Oh, my God.
Do the Weinstein. You walk over to a
plant
and start doing the frug on your groin.
Right. I guess this is the end of my ballroom dancing career. They'll never let me back in the building.
Are we going to have to go to some sort of performance at this?
I can't make it.
You don't have to come.
What night of the week is
I'll be in St. Louis.
On a Thursday night.
Oh, I definitely can't make it.
You really are going to have a big performance and all the.
It's a competition. I'm going to be up against 12 other celebrity dance couples or whatever.
You're actually in, so you think you can dance. What is it called?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
You're in a Stars
competition.
Yes.
Now, do they supply the man?
Yes, the guy I'm dancing with is the guy.
The pro?
Yes.
You're bringing a pro to a.
Everybody gets a pro.
Well, that's how Dancing with the Stars works.
All the celebrities get a pro. Yeah.
So don't they usually marry them or run off with them? Isn't that the typical?
Sometimes,
I'm not marrying or running
Robert
off with a guy.
Robert Hirschbeck, I think, did.
Did you get conned into doing this?
I volunteered. I was going to do it last year, broke my ankle, couldn't do it. So I co-emceed. I enjoyed it so much. I'm doing it.
I can't wait for some Nancy Kerrigan-like injury from one of the other couples whack Christy in the knee.
Christy Lee hit by a tire iron in the parking lot.
Why?
You guys are awful.
Fernando, pick me up. Take me home.
Nandy.
Now, square dancing, I've never... I don't know.
Alleman left your partner. What the hell does that even mean?
Is there just going to be one competition for the evening, or do you need like two or three teams?
Just,
don't
you have a theme? I want to stick to square dancing just for a second. Because did you have to do that when you were in junior high school? Did you have to do the square dancing?
Yes, in part of gym class, yeah.
It's part of gym class when it like it'd be raining and okay, they'd put out the thing and do the square.
Absolutely.
I went to a school.
I didn't like that, though, because
my high school was so small, the girls and the guys had gym at the same time in the same gym.
Did you have square dancing?
Yeah, we had to go over and...
I'm surprised you would. I could even do it because you hate taking any kind of direction. I can just see the Chick McGee square dance. I'll do-si-do when I want to, old man.
I do have a problem with authority. That's
suddenly
true.
You're in the vice principal's office. Well, Mr. McGee, I understand you refuse to do-si-do. All amount left, and you wouldn't do it.
I bet Josh is a great dancer. You were in show choir. You had to learn some of the basic steps.
We've seen your jazz
hands. My favorite mornings, I don't hear him. I don't see him. I hear him in the break room, and they'll go, uh-oh, what's happening here? And he's just dancing. That's Josh.
And there's nothing more delightful I think there's almost nothing more delightful than a man of a certain size that can move well.
You're right. No, you're right. I mean, think about
Christy said, well, he's light on his feet.
He is light on his feet.
What? Considering his enormity.
Should we ask his feet?
You guys are missing the point. Why do I even talk? Why do I bother talking?
He's lied on those things he hasn't seen for 6 years.
They're screaming. They're sending SOS with the little toe. You go help them.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody loves a fat guy dancing.
You are not fat.
I'm just saying, everybody loves a fat guy dancing, right? Look at Chris Farley in that brilliant SNL sketch.
Look at Belushi.
Who was the guy who had the big top hat? It covered his
Abraham Lincoln?
It covered the entire top half of his body.
The Mad Hatter?
And he had a face drawn on his belly.
Mr. Peanut?
And the table was out.
I'm out of top hat, guys. Christy and I have got all three of them.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.